Hello, good morning, good afternoon. A big shout out to Schedule One Narcotics. This is the Air Buds Podcast. My name, don't worry about my name, nigga.
I'm Peter.
My name is Mike. Happy basketball. Thank you guys for listening.
Happy basketball, my gentlemen.
Aw, it is a happy basketball, I think. And nobody died down there yet, right?
Nobody died. It just Rajon Rondo's hand, apparently. But that's breaking news. But let's get some business out of the way, then we'll just jump right in because we got a packed show.
Oh my God.
Go to at Airbuds Pod on Instagram, on Twitter. Give us a follow. Tell everyone you know to follow us. Why not? What the fuck have you got to lose? And then go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. If you leave us a 5-star review, we will read whatever you put on in there. We got a new review. Headline, questionable ideas, 5 stars from Mateo A. I always hang with the buds when looking for the most in-depth technical analysis of the game. I just wish they didn't support the ideas of Louis Farrakhan so loudly and violently. Smoochies.
Wait, look. Now, let me just say this. Hold on.
That's someone who listened to the Patreon. That's a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah,
right
that
there.
Is a Patreon subscriber. And what I will say is when I was 8 years old, I thought the Million Man March was tight. I thought the t-shirts was fire. I thought it was a good thing. I forgot that he didn't mention women at all in the march. But still, when I was 8, the barbershop led me to believe that was a great idea.
Well, that's why the government sees fit for you to have another 10 years of figuring it out before you're allowed to cast a ballot. So I think you're off the hook for as an 8-year-old. Shout out real fast to a podcast that we just finished producing over at Blue Wire that I'm super fucking hyped about. It's called Golden Goal, and it's 10-minute snackable podcasts about the moments that made the best soccer players in the world who they are. It's super fun. It's the first one we're pumping out, and there's more to come, including some potentially with Jamel coming down the pipe. I don't want to speak too much of it, but go download Golden Goal, like and subscribe that shit. If you ride for Airbuds, please, I made this podcast, and it's the only thing I care about. So,
yeah. What about
you on
ass,
this
bro?
Show? Yeah, hold
yeah,
up.
What about Airbuds?
What about the show you on right now? Damn,
guys, why do you think I'm being so up close and like personal with the people who are listening to this? Like our fans know how desperate I am, and also know that I am the third most important person here, if not fourth currently. So hey, I just got to plug, you know, it's in the family, you know?
Peter doesn't care if we live or die.
Yeah, look, you got to find some balance because you don't have to feel that way. We love you, Peter. You might be second most best.
Maybe. I mean, I will say I'm definitely super more excited and will be pimping the project that Jamel and I have coming out here much harder. And that'll be an Airbuds joint. But if you fuck with soccer, just check out Golden Goal. It's a good time. And tell like 10,000 of your closest friends.
Yeah. Sure.
Shout out to Blue Wire, sure. our network daddy. Yeah. Guys, we got a very important guest waiting to be introduced.
Oh, my God.
Sitting there patiently. Guys, he's a DJ. He's a musician. He is an Odd Future associate. He is one of the stars of Jasper and Errol's First Time, a very funny show on Viceland. Please welcome Errol Chatham. How are you?
My Lord in heaven.
Yeah. I know y'all see J.R. Spliff in the back.
Yo. Oh, man. Beautiful background with a back. You think that's a wine flavored black and mild? It's got to be.
Hey, wine flavored wood tip. You already know.
Yeah, come on. It's the only way to live, man.
Yeah, Errol's background on his Zoom right now is the famous photo of J.R. Smith. I guess just arriving to the bubble, smoking a black and mild.
Hey, I hope so, man. I really hope so.
You remember when they had cream flavored black and milds? Am I just showing my age?
Oh, no, I remember cream. No.
Yeah, they had like vanilla cream.
They tasted like A&W cream soda a little bit, right?
They look like Tim's. They look like Butters. Yes. It was like a lighter tan wrap.
You know, this goes really untalked about, but as a Cleveland native, there was a big craze where like JR having his shirt off was just like might as well have been the statue of like the founder of Cleveland when they won. And like they sold t-shirts that were like just his body
with his tattoos and everything.
And that's
with the tats. Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it now. Yeah, I never had one of those, but
that's a good shirt.
Well, you know what we should do now? We should make masks that look like JR smoking a Black and Mild.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, oh, you guys wow. are first customer right here.
That's fucking goddamn it.
Come on, it's me and my
boy. Yes. You gotta have his whole good. Face on it though.
Yo, Blondie Beach, I got
you have to have
hurt.
His whole face. Or is it just like the beard and the black and
I guess actually
you gotta get the bandana. You gotta at least include the bandana if you're gonna do it.
That's true.
Soldier rags included.
Errol, I want to ask you, we're going to get into the basketball stuff, but I want to ask you, because of course, like I mentioned, Jasper and Errol's first time, is a very funny show. It's mostly just the Jackass guys making a spiritual like sequel to the show, I feel like.
Yeah, yes and no. It's like, it ended up being something brand new, in a way. It was still in the family, you know?
Yeah.
We just kind of ended up being like little brothers in a way from like, you know, how everything, all the other shows planned out and then it was ours. But it's really cool though, cause you know, we're black, you know, and you don't really get to see a lot of black kids doing shit like that. So it's kind of cool, you know?
Different. No, I agree.
Yeah, that's exciting. So you're
it's
like,
funny as shit.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. It's a very good show. I do highly recommend it. I've recently realized you could just go buy like the season one of Jackass on Apple TV and I did that during quarantine and man, it's just feel good TV and I feel like it's feel good TV too.
It's yeah, so funny. Dog, it's one of the greatest shows in the world, honestly. Yeah. If you really just think about it and like all the dumb shit you guys did, like growing up, like watching a show trying to reenact it. Like I don't know if you guys remember Netball.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I don't know why when I was a child that I was like, "Let's play nutball, guys."
One of our buddies
were leading the nutball charge. Oh
come
man.
On, man!
A friend of this podcast, Frank Capello, had a nutball tournament that he created his senior year of high school,
bro. Legendary.
And there's a picture he uses for like all of his Apple ID and stuff as a picture of him just getting it in the nuts.
Legendary. Best worst idea ever.
Yeah. Speaking of best worst ideas, guys, Adrian Wojnarowski is in the news. He has been suspended by ESPN after replying to a racist email from Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. A very eloquent fuck you. I don't know. How do we feel about this?
I mean, great. I feel pretty good. First off, I mean, Woj was bound to curse. As much as this motherfucker be tweeting, he had to curse once. And so I was glad he chose this time. I thought it was weird that I feel like ESPN, is that an overcorrection? They're suspending white guys for this now? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. They don't have anyone else really, right? Like Woj is their entire NBA like coverage plan.
Sound about right to me.
What are they gonna have to, like Zach Lowe breaking shit all the time? Zach Lowe doesn't have time.
No, Zach Lowe is like analyzing stats dating back to like 1948 right now.
Oh, he's looking at the Syracuse Nationals numbers.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's our time. Let's go. Why can't we all pile into a trench coat and then us three be Woj?
How long is Woj suspended for?
I don't think they really said. I didn't see a number. But well, let me ask you this. So if you don't know, Senator Hawley's email was sent directly to Woj's email. He sent it to Woj unbidden. Woj didn't ask for it. The headline was Senator Hawley blasts NBA for kowtowing to Beijing and refusing to support U.S. military and law enforcement, which is essentially a fuck you. Right, you're sending this to a guy that works in the NBA, makes his living in the NBA, and he's saying, sending directly to his email, being like, "Your fucking job sucks." So why can't Woj just reply, "Fuck you"? He's getting a fuck you in the first place.
He's a public fucking servant.
Yeah, should have suspended the senator's ass.
Dude, he is one of the shittiest fucking senators in the game.
Senators are all trash. Yo, who's a good senator? There's like, what, 52 of? How many senators they got? Is it 100?
100?
100 even.
Yeah.
100. Two a state.
Guam don't get one?
Guam, Virgin Puerto Islands Rico, don't get one? DC doesn't even get one.
What?
PC in Puerto Rico should have one. They could have two senators.
There's no reason Slim Charles from The Wire shouldn't be our senator. He should be our senator right now. And that's bull that they wouldn't allow that.
I mean, yeah, why not?
I mean, I'm still open to it. Yeah, dude.
Okay, y'all didn't say that's true. Let me not bring that to you guys because you guys didn't tell me that I couldn't do that. I'm sorry.
Isn't Scarface running for senator?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Like Al Pacino?
No, like, you know.
Oh, the rapper?
I never seen a man cry until I seen a man die.
Yeah, I think he's running, running for senator. I believe so.
Oh, we got to get involved and donate to that campaign.
Yeah, hold on. Let me wait. Face Mob. He got sick, too, but I think you're right.
Might be for senator.
Oh, no, he was in Houston City Council. But you know what? That's like, that is literally like the pipeline to senatorship.
The hood like, senator.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know. I don't know if the world's ready for that. It might be the best, worst thing also.
Yeah, I mean, Face being a city council member, I mean, what's the first thing he's going to do? Like, you might buy your girl a bathing suit. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, you might be right. What is he going to do? What is he into? I don't really know.
I don't know. He plays guitar.
Times have changed.
I feel like Texas rappers, though, like are different. Like they're more civically involved than your average city's rapper.
That's true. A lot of people don't know that. Paul Wall, as well as making grills, was also a city comptroller.
Have any of you guys ever gotten in trouble at work or gotten fired for telling like someone unrelated to your job to fuck off?
Yes. Me, Wegmans, 2012-13 season. I was working at the fucking pizza place, right? There's a pizza little section. Wegmans is like East Coast Gelson's, you feel me? It's kind of just like bougie grocery store. It was a pizza department that was connected to the sandwich department. And we was closing at 9 o'clock. So you start cleaning at like, 8:50. You really wait. It's like, it's 8:55. And this lady's looking at the sandwich. We share like a washroom area. So I'm over by the sandwiches. And this lady rolled up. It was a black lady too. So I just was trying to keep it real with her. But like, she rolls up and she's like, hey, are you guys open right now? And we all looked at each other like, and nobody wanted to say what we, so I was just like, I was like, look, like, it's open, but I got a hose. I got a water hose in my hand. None of us are really in sandwich mode. I'm going to be honest, but you could get a sandwich. It's just going to take a second. We're kind of, and this lady was just like, you know what? I don't like your attitude. And I was like, then she fucking told on me. Cause I suggested she just don't get a sandwich.
You know, though, now look at you.
Yeah, now it's my sandwich.
If you're polite to that lady, you might still be working at that Wegmans today.
There's a special place in hell for people who sit in restaurants as they're closing and just ignore all of the closing duties everyone has to do. You got to at least just be like, hey, thank you. Or, hey, here's a little bit of extra cash. Or, like, let me get out of
your
way.
Some people don't know. They think it's cleaned by, like, some, like, night at the museum. Like, little.
Oh, man. I've cleaned around so many fucking people just having the best old time. It's like, I don't know.
You think Owen Wilson in a cowboy suit gonna come clean the fucking meat slicer?
Guys, let's keep going.
All right, let's keep going.
I don't want to talk about any more senators. I feel like we, the last two episodes we recorded, we've talked about racist senators, and like, it's just a bummer of a
big up to Woj, man. That was an inappropriate email that the senator sent, and big up for him just telling him to go fuck himself.
Woj is proving that he's tight. I think he's cooler than Shams. I seen Shams.
This is the worst thing to happen to Shams, to be honest.
I seen Shams on TV playing on his phone. And I didn't like that. You are playing Candy Crush. You did not get an important email. Just the way he was looking at his phone, I was like, dog, put that shit in your pocket, dude.
He's on Amazon.
Yeah.
He's buying some lady's wish list. buying.
Everybody just shopping in important situations. Just shop, online shop.
I do it. I bought a throwback jersey. I had strep throat and I bought a throwback at the at Medi-Cal.
I bought us coordinating Bass Pro Shops hats right before this.
Nigga, the Bass Pro Shop hats? Yo, Errol, have you seen all the, like, everybody on the Sixers got a Bass Pro Shop hat?
And
They're down there fishing every day. Yo, the bubble's nuts.
The bubble, it might be just a new way that the NBA is going to be ran, bro. Because, it's just too much content. It's just like, come on, man. It's just like all these guys at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Disneyland's open. Why? I don't know. That's crazy.
Could you pick a worse place in the world to put all of the best basketball players right now, other than a Disneyland in Florida that just reopened?
Yo, they're at camp right now. They're at summer camp.
Yo, they better make the little, remember the necklace? Remember the gimp? Yeah. The boondoggle joints? Yo, yeah. I want one of those. Yo, they need to be making bracelets.
But on a typical summer camp, if you sneak out, it's like a fun activity that you bond with your friends. In this summer camp, if you sneak out, you could contract a virus that would kill your coworkers.
The stakes are definitely risen. Nah, it's something different.
But you don't even have to sneak out. Like, normal people are coming into the park and going to be intermingling where the NBA players are staying.
Benner, I want to say also, you had it right last week that I think the NBA guys are being a little tough on the bubble food. I think guys are, everybody's acting a little bougie about the bubble right now.
Yo, you saw what Ja Morant said. Like, he was in college not that long ago. So he's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is great, you know? I'm chill.
Yeah, he on a rookie deal. He don't know money. Yeah.
He's like, all right, I don't know what y'all talking about. This is cool. Like, this is crazy.
He's just leasing a condo right now. He's not rich.
Oh, my God, they got Buttermilk Ranch? Hell yeah, what?
Also, the NBA can't be complaining about food in August when 30% of the country is evicted. Like, it's not a good look to be like, my spinach is too wilted.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of room LeBron has.
Oh, no. LeBron is at Mickey Mouse's. LeBron is at the set from Fantasia right now.
Set?
Yeah.
The live action
hit. Cartoon. Yeah.
LeBron is eating next to the severed, cryogenically frozen head of Walt Disney every night.
It's just a bed in there. That's what I imagine. It's like, yo, what Florida Lakers they are? I don't know. LeBron is on the whole other side of the park, coming in on a golf cart. That's how I imagine it.
LeBron he just took over that giant golf ball, the Epcot Center.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
yeah. And it's just one mattress in there.
He's like, I call this room.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's run through some highlights, and you guys, if I missed any, fill it in. But here's some fun shit that the NBA players are getting into, because they seem bored out of their mind already. JJ Redick is shotgunning beers because Twitter dares him to on video, and then Myers Leonard as a
AKA Bebe Redick.
Yeah, Bebe Redick is getting in on it too, trying to appeal to Coors, who is an evil corporation, by the way, for a sponsorship with it. Is JJ Redick just realizing that he's irrelevant now, and so he's doing this?
I mean, look, dude, he's becoming a media man like us. He feels the thirst for content.
I would argue different, actually. I feel like JJ Redick is behaving like you do when you go back to the town you grew up in, or staying with your, with your family, and you kind of revert back to being a teenager, because JJ Redick's formidable cocaine infused years were 100% when he was playing for the Orlando Magic.
Oh yeah, he used to hang with Scott.
So I feel
Storch.
Like he just lands in Orlando and is like, I gotta get fucked up, because this is just what happens when I'm in Orlando, baby.
Florida.
Like, family man who's now away from his family and is now just like, oh yeah, I just get to act like I'm 24 again.
Family man turned crushed. Florida man, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Wait, wasn't he already away? Didn't he get divorced? Isn't he didn't he get divorced and then get a sleeve of tattoos and go through a midlife crisis?
Is he
probably?
Is he
I have
now?
No.
Is he?
I don't know. Maybe.
I just thought of we should do a remake of First Wives Club, and JJ Redick is one of the husbands. That's fire. Just write that down for later.
He would be a perfect husband for like an updated First Wives Club.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Come on. That's crushing.
Absolutely. Perfect. Like dad, like perfect, like husband.
Yeah. Brooklyn Deckers is his.
Yeah. Make him flip, do the hair flip thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's we cash the checks.
It's a good idea.
Guys, we already mentioned it, but a lot of players are going bass fishing. Did you guys see the video of Ben Simmons showing off his catch and then throwing it back in the water and literally missing the water?
Yeah, it's a whole lake. He still hit the fucking deck.
He can't even fucking shoot a fish.
Benner, I feel so bad for you, man. You want that guy to hit three-pointers and he can't hit water?
Ben Simmons not shooting, it might be the most disappointing thing in the world. It's just the makings of everything, and then it's just like he just won't shoot the ball. That shit is mind blowing.
Errol, I'm a Philly fan. I'm from Philly. I know. I agree.
It's like
it's a guy that has literally every gift, but refuses to work on the one thing that could make him a potentially like a top 10 player all time.
Yeah. No,
immortal. He could become an immortal.
Like pizza, it's like a pizza place with bad wings. That's what it is.
Bro, it's like, it's crazy. Cause I feel like he can shoot. That's the wild part about it. I think he's just like, I can do this without doing it. It's just something to prove to the world. I don't know.
I think he's got a contrarian streak in him. Like, obviously, we saw in the documentary about like his time going to college, and the entire time he's like, "Fuck college! I hate college. College doesn't mean anything. I'm only doing this because you are making me." And now he's in the league, and people are like, "You got to shoot! You got to shoot!" And he's like, "Fuck shooting! I don't got to shoot. Like, I'm gonna do it without shooting." I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of, because like, what other reason would an elite basketball player have to like be like, shooting's not that important? Like, shooting is most of the game, Ben Simmons.
I mean, like, I act like that on Madden. I pick bad teams on Madden just to be like, I could, you know, you didn't really win.
Here's the thing. Ben Simmons is 23. He could still figure this out by 26 and be like a generational talent still.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jason Kidd was like 30 before he started shooting threes, right?
True.
Yeah. Something Don Nelson made him like smoke weed, and that's what happened. Okay, hold on. What is Jason Kidd's order of events? He's in Dallas first, then Phoenix, then back to Dallas?
Oh, he punched his wife at some point in there.
Definitely. He might have super classy, bro.
But he was blonde before that. He did the blonde.
Oh, he had the frosted tips. I forgot.
He had the frost. He had the frost versus Nixon. He had the whole shit.
That's direct to your theory, Jamel, of blonde tips makes you go crazy.
No, it's not that the blonde makes you go crazy. This is just, I'm just signaling to the world that I'm going through something. It's the only way black guys can show pain is, hair dye.
I'm looking at you forget how crazy his blonde hair was. I'm sharing my screen right now,
dude. It was wavy.
Oh my god, I forgot
the
about
Phoenix
that.
Years, man. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah, it's a good for him. You know, I think he was going through something.
Yeah, he's back. He got out of that.
Inspired Kyle Kuzma.
Remember the video of him when he was traded to the Knicks and he was like so drunk that like two people had to like carry him? Oh man.
No.
There's some TMZ footage of him just being like,
oh no.
It might have even been around a DUI or just like,
I mean, I'd get tossed up if I was told I was going to the Knicks.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going
to say.
Even now, as just a fat guy, if I got an email that was like, You have to find clips for the Knicks now, I'd be like, no, no.
The Knicks are so sad. They've been posting videos, like just random videos of like random ass players doing good jobs on defense and being like, throwback Thursday to this incredible defensive stop. And it's just like Corey Brewer, like preventing a guy from like penetrating the paint. Yeah. It's like, this is all you have to celebrate is like one time a guy.
Did Worldwide West good. Work for the Knicks now?
Yeah. Ooh, right. Wob? Worldwide West. No, the marketing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Not Wob.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I thought he,
I think so.
Which I think about LaMelo. LaMelo said he want to go to the Knicks.
Yeah, Willie Mussey still the Knicks.
That's kind of cool, honestly.
I mean, you respect the. It takes nuts to say that, and plus, it's the Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley said he went to Auburn because he was like, "Yo, Auburn sucks. I'm gonna get to play as soon as I get there.
Yeah.
I don't care about a program trying to get my.
We can
shit
talk
off.
All the trash we want about the Knicks, and deservedly so. But every one of us on this call would still be hyped as hell to see them just beat like a good team in a Knicks jersey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, why not? I will say that LaMelo's manager apparently did immediately shoot it down by simply saying that's a lie. So who knows if LaMelo truly is like Knicks or bust?
I get my weed from LaMelo. I got different sources.
Butters, gonna take a break to tell you about our sponsor, Bet Online. Sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. There's no better place to start than our exclusive partners, Bet Online. Get in on the action for this week's big UFC fight, or check out odds on NASCAR, Formula One, and the Premier League. Can't wait for your team to come back. BetOnline has future odds, including win totals, division winners, and even league championships. Or check out daily simulations of Madden and NBA 2K to watch and wager on. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, to receive your welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts in how I do all my gamblings. Back to the show.
Guys, back to the bubble real quick. Did anybody see that the NBA put on a DJ night for players? There's three different DJs at three different pools. They're supposed to go and have a socially distant fun time with just a bunch of other dudes. You know how much fun dance parties are when it's only dudes. Apparently, the only person to show up to this was Dwight Howard. And there's video of him just walking around a pool area, like drinking a daiquiri while like DJ Nasty performs.
Okay. Okay. That's a tough gig.
If you're exposed. A DJ. Yeah, you're
it was a test. It failed. Yeah.
Oh, let me ask you this, Errol. What do you, I mean, you, if you get that gig, right, you have one foot in the grave. How can you win? It's literally illegal to have hoes here. What do you play? What are you playing? How do you get them hyped at the?
Do you even get them hyped and just start playing jazz music? I don't know.
That's right.
Like, I don't know. It's like, here, guys.
Yeah, I like the jazz.
Drink some whiskey, man.
Yeah, lay back. You know who was the only person who was really fucking with? I guess it was Dwight and Tim Hardaway Jr.
And now we're going to play the entire musical soundtrack of Cabaret. Enjoy, guys.
Just let it run.
Yo, they should have just had the light show. Yeah, we need a light show. Yeah. Disney got the light show. Why don't they give the players the light show?
That just broke my heart. Dwight Howard in the bubble tripping right now.
Yeah. Dwight Howard didn't even want to go to the bubble. It was like it took him until like 2 weeks ago to like decide, right? Wasn't he was famously against it until
Now you try to party
until LeBron told him he had to.
Yeah, he's like, first off, LeBron smacked the phone out of his hand. Second off, he probably looked at his fucking Chase bank account and was like, all right, wait, hold on. How many kids did you say I had?
Bro. Man. So, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so who do we got coming out the East? Who do you think?
At this point, I'm actually backing Philly. I think it's so fucked up. I think Embiid hopping off the plane in a legit hazmat contagion fucking biodome suit. I think Philly is the team that can embrace this madness the best. That's literally who I'm taking right now.
Philly is kind of the this would be the only case I think where Philly has a real shot. This fucked up situation. And in fact, I'm willing to bet that Philly like comes out strong. They go 8-0 and then like for the seeding round, and then they like just fucking tear through the first two rounds, maybe sweep twice, and then like everyone gets COVID and the thing's canceled. Like, I'm willing to bet the Sixers come out strong and are the clear favorite, and it's like, fuck, Embiid looks good. Simmons learned to shoot. Oh my god. And then
they gave Simmons a fish. He's out there with a fish in his hand.
And then they just fucking, and then the whole thing gets canceled. That would be the most Philly thing possible.
I can give you 1,000 reasons just to not say the Bucks right now, I feel like.
Okay, because I'll say the Bucks. Ooh.
Well, let's hear a reason not and a reason why.
Well, just because I guess the expectation is still on the Bucks, and I just don't like Toronto, like, is still like a real contender.
They got skinny Marc Gasol now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a battle, and I don't know. Something about Milwaukee is just turning me off. I can't explain why, but I just believe in Toronto or Philly more.
I just feel like we're getting so much away from how incredible Giannis has become.
Yeah, maybe I just forgot. Like,
he's so good, man.
He is good. One dimensional, though. Still one dimensional.
Well, I mean, he took a lot of threes this year. He's just ginormous.
He did take a lot, but
he gets officiated very differently on offense and defense.
Who do you have, Errol? Who do you have coming out of the East?
It's either between the Celtics or Miami.
Ooh.
Miami's an interesting pick.
Yeah. Miami's a great sneaky
pick. Any team, that same Bane, that Batman villain energy.
Yeah, it's like, they just seem like the only team that's really like has real dogs on. You know what I mean? Like every player on that team is a real like threat, like an actual threat. You got Bam. That's the most versatile, undersized big man right now. I feel like that.
He may be underappreciated.
Yeah, all stars.
He's about to get a max. Watch. He's about to get full max. Tyler Hero is about to be big. Watch. I already know that.
Just the way he even pulled up with braids. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, what is he on? I don't know. He got tattoos and braids now. I'm like, okay.
What did he? He got tattooed like on his chest, like no work, no check or something?
Yeah. No, he looks like a 2K player.
He does look like a 2K player.
He looks just like a 2K player.
But like, shout out him for like having the restraint for not making him like 7 feet tall, and you know, shout out God for doing a 2K creative player, but you know, not giving him all the.
I mean, he is pretty 2K creative player-ish because all he does is just like jack threes constantly,
bro, and they fall. That shit is
they do.
It's
fall.
Crazy. He's about to be.
He is fearless as hell.
Tyler Hero, is very likely to be one of the causes of whatever breaks the bubble and causes the season to end, though. He will definitely be flying people in.
Yeah, he's working on it. Yeah. He's working on a plan.
Yeah,
he ain't even flying. He's trying to bring them in a sprinter van. He's trying to sprinter van them from Miami.
I just saw somebody repost a tweet from this girl said, already got the invite to the bubble, season over.
Yeah. Right. I was building up to that. So yeah, her name is @ugly_Anna no. on Twitter. I already got invited to the bubble. Yeah, the season definitely ending early. There seems to be one prime candidate for who this person is. I did some research. They're basically, as when this was tweeted, there were only two prominent NBA related people following her, and it was Swaggy P, so we know it wasn't him because he's not in the bubble. Yeah. And then Montrezl Harrell. So I think the culprit is probably Montrez.
Oh, Trez.
Although she did, someone said it was Donovan Mitchell, to which she replied to that tweet, "I wish it was Donovan Mitchell."
It was like, aim higher, baby girl.
Poor Montrez, if it is him. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I hope it's Montrez.
Chicks dig the long ball, dude.
Yeah. I hope it's Montrez. Anything to make the Clippers lose.
Oh, no.
For the Clippers to lose, bro.
Why can't the Clippers just get one? I don't want it to be this year either. I don't know, man. Just because.
No.
Maybe if the Clippers win, niggas will stop busting off fireworks.
It's like this is how I look at it. The Clippers and the Lakers, right? Being from LA, it's like, do you want Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah, my mom likes Pepsi.
Some people like Pepsi, but you always like Pepsi. Like,
Yeah, there are weirdos that prefer Pepsi, like your mom.
Hey,
what's up, Mrs. Johnson?
Hold on.
Thank you for the Verizon password so I can watch MTV.
You guys have all been using my mom's fucking Comcast password. Don't talk about my mom like that.
But Coke is demonstrably better. That is the most simple boiling down of the Lakers Clippers thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's Coke and Pepsi. It's what it is. You know what I mean? That's why it's like Lakers got to win this year. It just can't. It can't be. The Clippers can't win, bro. The Clippers can't get out of here.
It does cement the LeBron story arc the most if they win.
Bro, if they don't, oh my God.
Four championships, three teams. That's crazy.
If they lose to the Clippers, if they lose to the Clippers in the semis, niggas would be hurt. But if they lost to the Clippers in the West Finals, I pray for the city. I'm not going to the Valley.
No.
For anything.
No. Bro, I'm going to tell you why Clippers is not going to win, though. Paul George is not a superstar.
Ooh, hot takes. Yes.
I'm with that 100%. I don't trust Paul George. I think he's not
to be trusted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, Kawhi can do it alone, but I think it's a lot of egos on the Clippers that would get in the way if it came down to that. You know what I mean? It's like, Harold is little. Who you going to play? Zubac. That's a baby. Zubac,
he starts just so they can take him out as soon as possible.
That's because
at the end of the day, they still have to defend an Anthony Davis, LeBron pick and roll.
Come on.
They can't.
Kawhi doesn't seem like he can do that for seven games.
By himself.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like Kawhi seems to get a lot of credit for doing it alone in Toronto, but that's a really fucking talented team. And I feel like
Siakam played his ass off.
Siakam's a fucking stud.
Much more talented than the rest of the Clippers, I feel like.
For sure.
The most important person on that team, low-key when they won, was Van Vliet.
Yeah.
Yes. And Lowry. Lowry shook off a lot of he sucks ass in the playoffs. A lot of that. And even when he couldn't score, he's just willed himself to insert himself defensively and just in every way possible. When in the previous years, he had kind of just deflated.
Do you think that's why he's got so much ass? Because he's just been sucking up ass all the time?
He's a pretty
for years. He's just been sucking ass and it's just gone right to his own ass.
Yeah. It's all wind.
Charges.
Like Kyle Lowry can take a charge like without realizing it. His ass is just so big. He's just looking the other way.
That guy's got an ass for charges, baby.
Oh my God. Guys, let's talk about one last thing. So as we know, the NBA approved like a list of like 19 like Black Lives Matter related and other like cause related slogans that players could put on the back of their jersey. Corporate like approved activism fucking sucks. I think we can all agree about that. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, it came out later, have said that they're going to decline using any of these corporate approved like messages. I think LeBron said something like, it would have been nice to like been asked what the players want to do rather than be told, here's what we can do. How do you guys feel about it? Is LeBron doing this? He's predictably drawn a lot of like criticism from fucking losers being like, LeBron only cares about his brand again, that kind of shit. But I don't know. Should LeBron put Black Lives Matter on his jersey? Or I have no idea.
There is definitely a double standard because Kyle Korver put Black Lives Matter on, and that's correct. Like that's right, Kyle. That's yeah. That
the rule is if you white, you don't get a name.
Yeah,
that's what okay. It should be.
By the way, here are the approved slogans: Black Lives Matter, say their names, vote, I can't breathe, justice, peace, equality, freedom, enough, power to the people, justice now, si se puede,
C3PO,
liberation, see us, hear us, respect us, love us, listen to us, stand up, ally, anti-racist.
Just you can write that you're an anti-racist?
That's crazy.
That's tough.
Not as crazy. I am a man.
I actually like these.
Speak up. How many more? Group economics.
Come on.
Education reform and mentor.
Mentor being the strangest.
Never ever has there been a list compiled by 10 white dudes in a boardroom somewhere.
Yeah. I think you should just really, we're in such a time, right? Where I think you have to like look at the people who's choosing what and really dissect it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't
know. Oh, whatever Gordon Hayward writes, I will have a paper written on his ass.
Like, how would you feel if just somebody pulled up, jersey says ally? I don't know how I feel about that. You know what I mean? Or anti-racist. Like, thanks. Thanks for letting me know. It's cool. But like, you know, I don't know. Like, some are cool, I guess.
Si se puede is kind of tight.
I'm fucking with that.
I love the like the neediness of love us.
Yeah.
Please love us.
Yo, that's crazy.
Bro, I do. I podcast about you every week. You are loved.
Hey, at your best. You are love. Yeah, Tim, go ahead and put a little bit of that Aaliyah right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think LeBron, his fucking activism speaks for itself. He's always been a leader in this front, and I don't think he probably looks at it as like it's insulting. Like,
yeah,
a lot of us have been involved in this for a long time and doing it and putting our brands and our names on the line, and now you guys want to like make it cute with like little trinkets we can add to our jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Because when they stepped out and said shit at the ESPYs, what, 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. that shit wasn't sponsored by Doritos.
No, exactly.
Well, LeBron built the school. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, what more does a man have to do? And then
not only did he build us like a school, like if you go there, you get a free ride to the University of Akron.
Yeah, so it's like, if this is the man telling you like, you know, this is kind of weird. I feel like that, like, who else could tell you that this is weird?
He also did have Jon Stewart in a barber shop, which is a little weird, but I fuck with Jon Stewart. I would want him to come to my barber shop.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know that the whole the like Black Lives Matter movement, I think, is starting to trickle into other things, and it's starting to make like shit just really seem like more novelty than like, you know,
yeah, there's been
something of substance, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like now like Pepsi can say it and get brand cred rather than like,
it's like actually turned into that Kylie Jenner Pepsi commercial.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if you're LeBron, I get it, because it's like, it's such a thin line between being down and having the feeling that some power you don't really support is trying to get you to kind of forget who you are, you know?
LeBron's also not there for the NBA. He's clearly there to win a fucking championship. Right. And a lot of those players are, or to get their bag. But like, it's definitely like, I am a part of your trying to make some money to finish this shit out. And I don't think he's going to ride with that. LeBron can do whatever the fuck he wants.
It's also a giant corporation like trying to distract from the fact that they're like basically forcing a lot of people to risk their lives in a pandemic to like come down. It's like there's a weird almost guilt to it where it's like, well, if you don't come play, like, then I guess you don't support Black Lives Matter, because we're giving you this platform. We're putting it on your jersey. If you don't have it on your back, then what do you stand for? It's like, it's just their way of like pivoting to like, you know, well, people are like, I don't want to go because I have a child with asthma, and if I get COVID, they might die. And then like the NBA's like, but we do Black Lives Matter now, you know? Like, it's just,
yeah.
They also made such like so many like wringing hands from the NBA about how this is a great platform for them to get their social justice message out. And like 4 days into the bubble, it's just people fishing, shotgunning beers, pretending to be DJs. Like, fucking bullshit, man. There's fucking nothing. None of that shit's gonna be there. Like, yeah, just a bunch of dudes at sleepaway camp.
They better be making bracelets, man. I swear to God.
I'll buy one.
Just where, dude, does anybody know where they're playing though?
The Wide World of Sports. They have like a, so all of these dudes have also been here in their, in like a former life, like in high school or like middle school.
For like, because, AAU tournaments?
Yeah, because every age group, like Nationals is always at the Wide World of Sports.
There's an early college season tournament there too. Yeah. I feel it's like just, like a Maui Invitational type.
Yeah, it's the land of tournaments. They just got some sort of building with like, you know, with 1,000 gyms.
Yeah, and there's, I think, 3 different arenas that are like set up for TV broadcasts. I think that's where they're playing the games. There's like the Wide World of Sports arena itself, and then like 2 other ones.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they got the whole WNBA in a church.
Yep.
In a mural facility.
WNBA is actually going to be playing in an old Harlem Renaissance amphitheater setup, like on a stage. like the Globetrotters. There's going to be like theater poles in the middle of like the backcourt.
A WNBA game is going to get postponed because like the Disney parade ran too long.
Yo, I swear to God, I swear to God, if they put sandbags to hold the hoops down, I'm going to be very fucking upset, because it's ridiculous.
It is messed up how the WNBA like is being like treated in all this. They fucking Major League Soccer, which by the way makes less money and gets worse ratings than the WNBA, is like also down at the Wild World of Sports like area, like having their tournament, but the WNBA is being treated like absolute garbage. They deserve better.
It's whatever, man. They got them in barracks, but they seem pretty, I mean, everybody's chilling. They're still making TikToks.
That's true. Shout out Diamond the Shield. She's very funny online. You should follow her.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Diamond the Shields. Who else is? Well, I don't know. I'll let you know. I'll come up with my list of the best WNBA follows, and maybe we'll do that next week.
I think Trinity Carter is going to be rookie of the year. Look out for that. Once again, that was early on that draft day. It's either going to be her or Shorty, that center that Dallas drafted, just because, like, you know, I feel like five centers are out. Like, Cam Bage ain't going.
Oh,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like it's just Brittany Griner and Breonna Stewart, who don't even really play center no more. So, like, but Trinity Carter had the worst Wi-Fi at the WNBA draft, which means, you know, she's got the ratchet for your ass.
Just going to completely ignore Sabrina Ionescu?
No, I mean, I just think she's just on a different team. It's just, I think Atlanta's going to have a better showing and thus leading her to be rookie of the year. They'll probably have the same numbers. I've seen Sabrina working out. She looked good, but I don't believe in the Liberty at all.
I think Sabrina will probably win, like, just because it's Sabrina
Ionescu. Yeah, like a name recognition thing.
I mean, if she hoops, you're right. You know, if she averaged like 20-8, I mean, it doesn't matter what anybody else does. That's fair.
All right. Well, anything else? Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap this up? No.
Nope. Errol, I got something. Actually, yeah. Wait.
Okay, let's go.
Errol, what up? So you were a guest on Ridiculousness,
mm-hmm.
And this is where we met. And I had to. Did you go to Westchester High School?
Yes.
All right. That's all I needed to know, because niggas was grilling me about this shit, man. Because, like, you're an elusive guy. I'm trying to research, and the only thing that's coming up, I'm like, hey, it looked like he played ball at Westchester.
I'm doing
some stuff. And I'm like, they like, where the pictures at? I'm like, ask this nigga. I don't know.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. High school, I got hurt a lot. So I'm just like, failed. Then I'm just, you know, smoke.
I do remember you saying, like, at the beginning of this episode, that you love to recreate all the things you saw in Jackass all the time. So I feel like that checks out.
I was just one of those just outside kids, you know. I just did everything that involved being outside. So I was on a bike, skateboards, playing basketball, football, just anything you could do in the street, I was doing it. So, you know, it was definitely hurt a lot. High school, broke my ankle. That ended the basketball season. I went to Sarah before Westchester. I just kept getting hurt, man. Short-lived basketball career.
You just came off the crutches. I seen you yamming on Fools last summer.
Yeah.
And then you just, what happened? You, like, broke a...
Torn Achilles. Achilles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Got the John Wall?
I did. It was crazy because it was like maybe 2 weeks before quarantine. So it was just like, we all inside. It don't matter.
Yeah, that's the best time to get injured. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, really all right. It. Yeah, man. So I'm about 85%. I'm just now, you know, back to running. Kind of crazy.
Good for you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Two legs again. It's different.
I was a skateboarder as a kid too, and I'm always tempted. I bought a new skateboard recently just because I was like, I'm bored. Skateboarding is something I can go back outside and do and be away from people and not have to, you know, it's, you know, a pretty socially distant sport. You don't want to be near another skateboarder when you're skateboarding. And then I like started doing it and I was like, I'm old as fuck and I'm gonna hurt myself.
I thought I was too old when I got hurt. And I'm like, man, I'm going to have to get surgery. And I walked in and the doctor's like, well, you're good. You know, you're still young enough. And I'm like, all right, I'm 28. So I'm like, damn, I'm not young anymore. I'm about to be hurt forever. Probably gonna have arthritis in my ankles.
I'm in my mid-30s. Like, I'm a little further along than you, I think.
Hey, man.
I don't think the doctor's going to tell me the same thing.
Hey, times are different, man. We've been eating McDonald's since we were like five, you know. So it's probably, you know, what you don't know what the fuck is that's McDonald's. True. We're healing different. That's true. You know what I mean? So, you know.
They do feed those chickens like mega steroids.
No, kids are like 13, 6, 8. Like, how are so many kids doing windmills now on Instagram? I don't understand. This shit is crazy. I don't understand. I'm like, you know?
They got better.
Thank you, McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's. Thank you for the windmill.
Yeah. When McDonald's brought back the chicken biscuits, that's what happened. The breakfast joint, the 2 for 3s? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened there.
Yeah, man. You never know, man. I'm going to just say don't let the dream die, bro. Just get on the skateboard, man. Just...
All right. I'm going to do it, but I'll zoom you tomorrow when I'm like in from the hospital, all right?
Let's go. Yes.
Your leg hanging up in one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Errol, anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
What I got to plug right now. I'm doing a drive. I'm a part of this drive. We're calling it Drive Through Drive-In. We're doing it with the Hundreds and Family Style. It's basically a food like festival. But me and my homie Bryce, my DJ.
Okay.
Partnering the second half of Blondie Beach, you know. We're doing a family style drive-in theater. So that's going to happen in August. You know,
that sounds fun as hell.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to show some movies, maybe have some other things, you know, still social distance, you know. Food delivered to the car. Gonna, you know, I send the guys flyer and everything, all the details and all that. You know, if you want to come by, but
I'll be there for sure. Yeah,
let us know.
I might show up with some Kool-Aid jammers.
Yeah, go ahead, man. You feel me? Just pull up, snacks, whatever. You feel me? Weed is all welcome.
Okay.
You know, show some movies. You feel me? Double feature.
Like that.
Yeah. What's going on? That's
head to blondiebeach.com as well. I checked out your website earlier and I was like, I might be buying some of this merch.
Yeah, we got some more stuff. We got some pretty good stuff coming out. We got a fitted hat we're about to drop. It's
real good. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
We got a couple hat guys in here.
Yeah. I figured.
I mean, sports, I'm not a hat guy, but my hair is getting so crazy that like I need to start wearing hats. So I might buy that hat.
Nothing like just go fitted.
Go American Psycho, Mike. Just slick that joint back.
Well, you're almost there, dude.
Deborah tripped me up this weekend. Deborah has been teaching herself how to cut hair on YouTube, but she's afraid to touch the top, so it's just fucking insane. But, you know, the sides look good. Anyways, this is a podcast.
Yeah, it's not a podcast. Yeah, it's not about anything. Thank you for not saying it was about anything, Ben.
Errol, thank you for coming on. Peter, Jamel, anything you guys want to plug before we get off? Any shows coming up?
Just hit up Golden Goal.
Yeah.
It's a good time. And it's 10-minute episodes, so they're snackable as fuck.
We love snacks here. This is a pro snack show.
They're quick bites of content.
Yeah.
They're quibbies.
I don't want a full meal of content. I don't want two sides. Don't grill asparagus. I just need a little puff pastry. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Hanging with Mr. Cooper is on Hulu now, and it's okay. I don't know if it fully holds up. I just got to season 3, and I have questions.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was just a pyramid scheme to let Mark Curry hang out with the Golden State Warriors.
Which, beautiful on his part. Yeah. Well, so well executed.
Yeah, he got there, well done. For sure. By like season 6, it was like just a show about the Golden State Warriors.
Do you know how many pilots I've written where I hang out with Jan Bohemi and Bradley Beal and we own like an ice cream truck?
Yes, you send them to me all the time.
Come on.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye.
Peace.
Thanks, guys.
This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody on. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
2-0 and he's... What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
From Zlatan Ibrahimovic's brash confidence with the play to back it up, to Megan Rapinoe's heroic outspokenness and World Cup flair, each episode examines a personality of the world's game. We'll dig into Maradona's Hand of God performance and subsequent downfall, the teenage trio at Dortmund that signaled the next generation of superstars, and that infamous headbutt that slung Zinedine Zidane from glory. Golden Goal, soccer stars and the moments that made them. Premiering this summer on Blue Wire.